Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Peterson.
Thanks for having me.
The National Pork Board and the National Pork Producers Council recently completed an online survey of pork producers and other swine sector stakeholders to gather information to be used to develop a national swine health strategy. First of all, a little bit of background. What prompted the decision to create a national swine health strategy, and what is such a strategy expected or intended to accomplish?
Yeah, so the National Swine Health Strategy really is the result of a couple different parallel paths. The first is in March of 2025, the Pork Act delegates approved an advisement to the National Pork Board to develop a collaborative producer-led National Swine Health Strategy. At the same time, Pork Board's Board of Directors approved a new strategic plan, which has three components, one of which is focused on swine health and specifically to create a national swine health strategy. And then the third is it was time to revisit the ASF priorities that the industry organizations have been working on for the last several years. And so that was a good opportunity to kind of expand those priorities and take a more holistic approach to swine health, thinking about both endemic disease and foreign animal diseases as a whole. And so what it's trying to accomplish really focused on coordination and collaboration across groups in the area of swine health. And so our starting point, as you mentioned, is the survey and gathering producer input. And so this is a grassroots effort that we've been hearing from producers across the country of all shapes and sizes and segments of the industry to hear what are their top swine health challenges and how would they like the industry to work on them. Once what we're going to do with that information and data, we'll use that to inform the priorities of a national swine health strategy with the overall goal of improving the health of the domestic swine herd in the U.S. So really an exciting effort that is just kicking off now with the producer input, but anticipate a lot to come in this area moving forward.
What is your role with the National Pork Board and in the development of the National Swine Health Strategy?
Yeah, so my role, I'm a Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. As far as my role in the National Swine Health Strategy, as I mentioned, this is a producer-led grassroots effort. So my role as staff is really to help facilitate, to help our producers feel empowered to share their input and direction that they'd like this to go. And then ultimately, once we have priorities to focus on, that's where the organizations will really come into play. So National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, and our state pork associations, once we have priorities set from the National Swine Health Strategy, those organizations can all align their work under those areas. So in the current stage, I'm just facilitating discussion and helping our producers identify the areas that are most important to them.
What is or what will be the National Swine Health Strategy?
Yeah, so the National Swine Health Strategy, the top priorities are to be determined. So as we mentioned, there's been a lot of data collection through the summer gathering producer insights. What we've been asking them is what are their top swine health priorities and how would they like the industry to work to address them? We've done that in a variety of ways. One way is through a survey. We had over 800 individual survey responses. And then we've also held listening sessions. These are small group up to large group sessions where we just hear from producers and others across the industry stakeholders, again, as to what their top swine health challenges are and how they'd like the industry to help work towards those challenges. So we've held 47 listening sessions and then again had over 800 individual survey responses. That information is critical. That producer input is really paramount to the success of this effort. because that is what will inform what the National Swine Health Strategy is. So the next step moving forward is to take that data, share it with a producer advisory group. That's an advisory group of producer leaders who will take all of that data from their peers that we gathered through the summer, and they'll distill that down into some top swine health priorities for the industry to focus on. So the areas of priority are to be determined, but I think rest assured they're very focused on what the producers have shared with us throughout the summer and what that advisory group will prioritize.
How will the data that actually has been gathered through the survey and through other means be used, and who will be doing the work?
Yeah, so that the data gathered from all of the producer insights gathered this summer will be shared with the advisory group. So we have an advisory group of producer leaders. They represent different geographies, different segments of the industry, different sizes of producers. They'll take that data, a summary of that data, and they'll use it to draft some priorities, some swine health priorities for the industry to focus on moving forward. After that initial draft of priorities, those will be shared with both National Pork Board and MPPC boards of directors for their comments and feedback. And then they'll be shared more broadly with the state associations to make sure that there's been a lot of visibility on these priorities before they're finalized. So that there's something that really the whole industry can rally around some key areas in swine health.
As the strategy starts to take shape, what are you the most excited about?
I think I'm most excited about the level of producer input that this effort has had. So for me, it's really been energizing to hear from producers what their top challenges are and how they expect or feel the industry could help address those challenges. That's really, really been a key component for me. And I'm excited to really focus my work in the next several years on what are those priorities that the producers are dealing with at the SLAT level, and how can we at Pork Board do education and outreach and research that aligns with the producer priorities to hopefully make a difference for them on the farm. Ultimately, that's kind of my what drives me, and my end goal is to hopefully help producers, give them the right education and the right research to make decisions to have healthier pigs at their farm.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
Yeah, I think first of all, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the work that we're doing for the National Swine Health Strategy. But really, kind of my final message is just to continue to watch for those priorities that I mentioned and future work towards the National Swine Health Strategy. But what's really exciting about this is seeing our producers being so engaged in the area of swine health. And I think it's important to understand that this is a collaborative effort across the industry, and really a grassroots effort, that's been driven by our producers. So it's really exciting to see. And as a veterinarian, I'm really, really optimistic and excited that our producers are taking such a focus on swine health. So thanks again for having me.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Meredith Peterson, the Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.